Toyota Production System, Beyond Large-Scale Production. Author, Taichi Ono. Starting from need. The oil crisis in the fall of 1973 resulted in a recession of government and business, as well as society. By 1974, Japan's economy had reached a state of zero growth, and many companies were suffering, and even bankrupted. But at the Toyota Motor Company, despite the declined profits, earnings maintained in 1975 and 1976, and even 1977, more than any other company. This widening gap between Toyota and other companies rose an important question. What is unique at Toyota? They realized that the conventional American mass production system that had worked for so long simply did not work anymore. Thus, their principal objective became to produce many models in small quantities. Slow growth is scary. During periods of high growth, the usual business cycle becomes 2 or 3 years of good days with only 6 months of recession or less. But at times of prosperity, the good days become more than 3 years. In slow rate eras, mass production must be declined as soon as possible. Today's production system of lot-sized manufacturing is no longer practical, nor appropriate for our needs. Just in time. The main purpose of the Toyota production system is the elimination of waste. This system is based on two main pillars. 1. Just in time, or JIT. It means that the right raw materials and parts needed in assembly reach the assembly line at the time they are needed and only in the amount needed, and this will lead to a state of zero inventories. 2. Automation, or automation with a human touch. Automation changes the meaning of management. An operator is not needed except when the machine stops. As a result, one worker can operate several machines at the same time. This results in reducing the number of operators and increasing the production efficiency. Production leveling. In business, nothing is more important than customer orders, but the main question is how the company can handle the demand. This can be achieved through maintaining a production flow and establishing a way to maintain a sustainable supply of raw materials. The 5 whys. The purpose of repeating why for 5 times is to find the root cause of any problem, which is often hidden behind the symptoms, and then to correct it in order to prevent the reoccurrence of the same problem another time. The main advantage of this technique is to help in the process of eliminating wastes, which is the first step toward the application of the Toyota production system, by identifying the different sources of wastes, like those coming from overproduction, time, transportation, processing, stock, movement, and defective products. Main principles of the Toyota system. 1. The production plant is the major source of information. 2. The standard worksheets and the information contained in them are important elements of the Toyota production system, as they give insights about how to manage the production. 3. There are 3 elements of the standard work procedure. Cycle time is the time allocated to make one piece or unit. Work sequence is the order of processes along which products flow. Standard inventory is intra-process work needed for operations to proceed. 4. Teamwork is everything, as the main purpose is not how many parts were machined by one worker, but how many products were completed by the team that worked on a line as a whole. 5. Continuous practicing and training are important. What is Kanban? The operating method of the Toyota production system is called Kanban. It has 3 categories of information: pickup, transfer, and production information. Kanban has certain rules. The later process goes to the earlier process to pick up products. To do so, top management must change its way of thinking to reverse the conventional flow of production. 2. The Toyota production system is the production method and the Kanban system is the way it's managed. 3. Kanban must be understood all around the company. Involving everyone in the system is a must. 4. Manpower and equipment in each production process must always be ready to produce the quantities needed at the time needed. 5. The Toyota production system requires leveled production. To do this, everybody chips in with ideas while workers are trained to shorten changeover times. 6. Diversification of the market and production leveling will not necessarily be in harmony from the beginning. Toyota Business Nervous System. A business organization is like the human body. In the human body, there are automatic nerves that work regardless of human wishes and motor nerves that react to human commands. In a Toyota production system, just-in-time is the automatic nervous system that broadly and deeply controls the production field adjacent with the previously mentioned rules of Kanban. Source of information. Receiving information as quickly as possible and at the right time leads to delivery of raw materials at the required time with less waste. An effective production system must maintain the suitable amount of information, neither too much information causing confusion, nor too little information causing ineffective decisions. Scheduling and planning system. An annual plan must be done first, and then it gets cascaded into monthly and weekly plans. The monthly schedules are sent to outside consulting firms to be revised. Based on the final monthly plans, daily production schedules are implemented. Fine adjustment. To cope with internal changes of organizational culture and workflow, the production system must be able to respond to schedule changes, not only to cope with dramatic scheduling changes, but also with any slight increase or decrease in supplies and demands. Coping with changes. Everyone in the organization must know that things don't always go according to plan. Everyone, especially the top management, must be qualified and flexible enough to cope with external changes just as much as internal ones. Toyota and the true economy. In the Toyota production system, the term economy means the relationship between manpower reduction and cost reduction. Manpower reduction policy is considered as a means of achieving cost reduction for the sake of business survival and growth. To achieve this concept, the warehouse and people would be needed for rust prevention and inventory management, and some stored goods will be damaged. But to do so, additional workers will be needed to repair the goods for removal from the warehouse. To avoid additional workers, production managers and supervisors must understand fully what waste is and what is the root cause of it. Eliminating waste is specifically aimed at reducing cost by reducing manpower and inventory, clarifying the extra availability of facilities and equipment, and gradually diminishing secondary waste. To do so, everyone in the production system must well understand that one can divide the movement of workers into waste and work. Waste means the needless and repetitive movement that must be eliminated immediately. For example, waiting for or stacking subassemblies. Work is divided into two types, non-value-added work and value-added work. Accordingly, the most important step in reducing manpower is to eliminate overproduction and establish control measure. So standard inventories are maintained and the machines work together to prevent overproduction. And this is what we can call a full work system. The aim is to provide cars for the general public. The main goal is to achieve perfectionism of the passenger car industry. The main challenge is to make reasonably priced cars. The critical success factor is to recognize the importance of sales and manufacturing. The main aspect to be considered is to establish the basic material industry. Toyota Industrial Engineering. Industrial engineering, or IE, is not a partial production technology, but a total manufacturing technology involving the whole business organization. In other words, IE is a system and the Toyota production system is to be regarded as Toyota-style IE. It has two main targets. 1. To improve work methods in the plant or in particular work activity. 2. To achieve the targets and tasks needed with less time and action. Industrial engineering applies engineering knowledge, tools, and techniques through improvement, planning, and implementation of methods of the system, qualitative and quantitative planning, including the range of procedures in the organization of the work, and measuring actual results under certain standards in order to take suitable corrective and/or preventive actions. Three pillars of IE. 1. Operating versus operable rates. In the Toyota production system, there is a remarkable difference between operating and operable rates. The operating rate means the present production record of a machine based on its full-time operation capacity. On the other hand, operable rate means the availability of a machine in operable condition when it is needed. The ideal operable rate is 100%, but to achieve this, machine maintenance must be constant and setup times must be reduced. 2. Required numbers versus efficiency. Required numbers are based on sales and this is determined by the market, but production is given a number based on demand for the actual orders. This number cannot be increased or decreased arbitrarily. Otherwise, the system can enhance the efficiency. To increase this efficiency, increase the production quantity, and reduce the number of workers, which can be achieved only through eliminating waste from the takt time calculated from the required number. 3. Reality versus idealism. Business management must be very realistic. Future vision is important, but it must be down to earth. In this era, misreading reality and its subsequent consequences can lead to dramatic, or what we can call disastrous, decline in business, as we are surrounded by a harsh environment with aggressive competition. During high growth, these changes will be so easy, but if one company increases production, others felt uneasy, and so they also expanded. Future improvements. The most important aspect is not the system itself, but the creativity of human beings who selected and interpreted the information. The Toyota production system is still being perfected. Improvements are made daily, thanks to the vast number of suggestions received from its employees. There is always much to do in the production field.